All right. We're going to play a little pop-up video. This is we're getting everybody's ready. The cats are floating. Salem's Lot style. Dave's not in the newsroom yet, but I know that he's being carried in by his feline army. And so there you go. Then what we do here is, on pop-up video, it's a board game version of the fantastic VH1 show where Esmeralda and I have to answer questions about specific songs slash videos. And then we have to answer sort of pop culture related questions about those songs slash videos. And that's how we do it. And Esmeralda, look. Can you see what happened? It's Skip Skipley, everybody.
I heard the roars.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. I just walked through a roaring crowd.
Yeah.
How did they know you were here?
I mean, they heard the jet.
They heard the jet.
Well,
that's right.
You know.
Big old jet airliner.
You're like the Beatles.
That's right.
One man, though.
Welcome back, Skip.
I own my own Fab Four.
Welcome back
from retirement. I appreciate it.
We're always thrilled to have you here.
It's good to be back.
All right. Are we ready to begin the thing?
We are. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed your last segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the list, but I have chosen two cards this morning that I think would be like the 1A for two states.
For two states,
okay. Two different states.
All
so
right.
We will start with Florida for you, Nick.
Okay, hold on. We got to play the thing.
Oh, that's right. I apologize.
Couldn't wait to get to it. Skip was all excited. There we go. Now we're official. So this is a band from Florida.
Right.
And it's not Lynyrd Skynyrd,
which
was the choice.
Oh, okay.
When I think of Florida, I think of Tom Petty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So please provide us a line or two from Learning to Fly.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I haven't heard that song in such a long time. Oh, man. I was going to go into my Tom Petty.
Is it your...
Learning to fly. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to learn to fly. I'm going to learn to fly up in the sky. I'm Tom Petty. Dun, 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 dun. I'm learning to fly.
I felt like he was here.
Yeah, that's my Tom Petty.
I usually do the SNL Tom Petty.
The SNL Tom Petty.
What's his name? Dave Spade.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot. David Spade used to do Tom Petty. Yeah, that's
but
right.
It was just kind of like a tweaked Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we continue?
We shall. Esmeralda, Tom and the band are playing in a junkyard full of what decrepit vehicles in this video?
What?
Tom and the band are playing in a junkyard full of what type of vehicle?
Give the name of the song.
What type of vehicle? A plane?
You are correct.
You're welcome.
Wait, but can you call a vehicle?
I don't know why it's a vehicle.
Sounds like car.
Right, vehicles are typically associated with car. I think I understand your point.
All right,
that's why I was like, wait.
All right, shall we continue now?
What is the name of Tom's band?
Come on, man, really?
I just read them.
The Heartbreakers.
That is correct.
That's ridiculous. All right.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
What 80s supergroup was Tom a member of?
The Traveling Wilburys.
You are correct.
That's correct.
Yes, ugliest supergroup.
Ugliest supergroup of all time.
Not a good-looking bunch
of
dudes.
Roy Orbison.
I mean...
He's the best-looking out of everybody in the band.
Yeah,
right?
Wouldn't
you say?
Much.
No, Jeff Lynne. Jeff Lynne's not bad-looking.
Was he in?
Yeah. He organized the whole thing. Jeff Lynne is not a bad-looking man.
All right, well,
and
he's
got
not
that
in the video that I've seen.
Great hair and
like,
the beard.
Oh, boy.
Great hair and the beard. ELO. That makes him handsome immediately. All right.
Also, Dad left the text line up for people who were wondering. Bob Dylan was New York.
Bob Dylan was New York.
People were wondering why he wasn't Minnesota.
Ah, okay.
What? Is he? Was he grew up there or something?
Yeah, probably.
He was born in Minnesota, I believe.
Born in Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah. So. All right.
We are on the other side of the card.
Come on now.
All multiple choice for one.
Look at that.
For one.
All multiple choice except for one.
And unfortunately, it's Esmeralda's.
Mm. Oh, boy. All right.
Nick.
What happened?
What's the only mammal that actually flies?
The only mammal?
The only mammal that actually flies. Is it a flying squirrel, an eagle, a bat, or a flying mole? What's the only mammal that actually flies? A, flying squirrel. B, eagle. C, bat. Hmm. D, flying mole.
Trick question.
Oh boy.
Don't pick the ones that say flying in them.
I'm going to say a bat.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Really? Eagle? Oh, because do they soar?
What?
Eagles don't fly. They soar.
Is an eagle considered
Eagles fly. They're not mammals, though.
Oh.
The
oh,
question was
true.
Mammals that fly. What?
See, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking, eagles fly? I'm confused.
That's not a mammal.
I know. I didn't think about that
All
part.
Right. Okay. You know Macklemore's British? Just want you to know that.
He's from Wales.
And
he's
I've read
Welsh.
All the philosophy of Galileo. I just want you to be aware of that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you weren't here to witness that fiasco yesterday,
oh,
Skip.
Oh, I heard about it.
All right, what's next?
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What soul star did the soundtrack for 1972's Superfly?
Come on. Curtis Mayfield.
You are correct.
Nice.
Very nice.
I would have banned you from Fly Jams Friday if you didn't get that correct.
Wow, jeez.
Yeesh. Okay. All right, one more, right?
Two more.
Oh! Okay. We're betting 1,000, by the way, Esmeralda.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I got the zero. I got the wrong one.
What? Which one did
you? Oh, wait,
you
that was yours. Never mind.
Why are we tied then?
No,
did
never
I make
mind.
A mistake?
I was just.
Because you were thinking about the mammals thing. That
I
you,
was just answering
yeah,
it
right.
on my own.
All right.
Tachycardia is a fast heartbeat, a slow heartbeat, an irregular heartbeat, or no heartbeat.
What's it again? Tacha?
Tachycardia. T-A-C-H-Y. Cardia.
T-A-C-H.
Why?
Why?
Cardia. Tachycardia.
Irregular?
That is incorrect. Fast heartbeat.
Yes.
Okay. I would have never have gotten that.
I was going to chime in on that one.
Yeah. Were you?
Well, it's in my family.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I get it, too. Yeah.
All right.
When Bon Jovi's playing?
When Bon Jovi.
Always. I get my tachycardia.
All right.
It's not fun.
No, it doesn't seem like it's fun.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Which of the following musicians was not in the Traveling Wilburys? A, Bob Dylan. B, Ringo Starr. C, George Harrison. D, Jeff Lynne.
Wow.
The handsome Jeff Lynne.
Ringo.
You are correct.
You don't think George Harrison is handsome?
You know, in the later years, no.
Okay.
He was good. He had his moments.
All right. But by the time the Wilburys were around, you were done.
He wasn't. He did not grow. Okay. He did not age well.
So you didn't, you know, watch, I got my mind set on you on repeat.
No.
Okay.
No.
Is that it?
That
Skip?
Completes the cards, yes.
That completes the cards. Esmeralda is ahead 4-3.
Oh, my.
Because I didn't know Mary's heart condition.
It should have said Mary Vandeveld's
Mary
heart
Vandeveld's
condition.
Mary Vandeveld's heart condition. All right, we got a break here. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday concludes here. Greg in Milwaukee, Il Divo, with Time to Say Goodbye. Greg's a musician in Milwaukee. He played trumpet for them last week. He's played trumpet with some pretty amazing musicians in the past. All right, Greg, thanks. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And, we're in the middle of another exciting pop-up video. Esmeralda is in the lead, 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
4-3. Skip retired, but look who's back. Look, he's back, Skip Skipley.
Oh, I'm glad.
I couldn't stay away.
Oh, awesome. All right, now we have to prepare the cats.
Mm-hmm.
They're outside, ready to go. They're going to knock over all the garbage can lids and clang around and go crazy because Esmeralda is going to sing. And what state are we representing here?
Indiana,
which, of course, Michael Jackson.
Right.
Can I guess who the artist is going to be?
Please do.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
You are correct.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Esmeralda, provide us a line or two from Hurts So Good.
Hurts so good.
Come on, dang. Baby.
Why you hurt so good?
Sometimes doo-doo. Love don't feel like it should.
Uh-huh.
Baby, it hurts so good.
Why doesn't it hurt so good? It hurts good.
Have you ever heard this song before?
Yeah, but that's all I know. That's all I've heard. Like, I don't focus on the rest of the word. I just hear the hurts so good.
You're not even in the right key, though.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what keys are.
Oh, Dave's in the sports department. Cats everywhere. Hi,
yeah,
Dave. He's
I don't
ready.
Think they're happy about
no.
it.
No, he had to just change the litter box.
Cats are like, don't you know our namesake?
Yeah.
Cougars. You know,
Cougars. Cougar. See? I'm going to give it to her anyway.
It's their family.
It was terrible, but I'm going to give that one to you.
Come on, baby.
Make it hurt so,
so good.
Sometimes love don't feel like it should, baby. Oof. It hurts so good. Down, 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 down.
See, I remember that part.
That's a jam. All right. All right, all right, Skip.
I've been gone so long from the loop.
Did they used to get the lead out?
No, that was at 8.
No, at 8,
they
8 you
still
would
do
get the
it, 8 p.m. Okay. Usually I would hear that Godzilla song on Fridays. Go, go, Godzilla.
Yeah, that's not Zeppelin.
I'm just telling you what I
oh,
would hear.
Oh, okay, I was going to say that's Blue Oyster Cult.
No, I'm all just right. saying that's the one I would always, right. I'd be like, oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday. Okay. All right. How are we going to continue here?
What vehicle is John riding in this video?
A truck.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Apparently he's riding side saddle on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's not even driving it?
No. Because it hurts so good.
Was he wearing one of those little helmets with the goggles and a scarf?
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably ruined
He looked like Snoopy when he's fighting the Red Baron. All right.
Mellencamp released his first album under what name?
You got to be precise on this.
I know. Now I'm. Is it just Cougar Mellencamp? I don't remember.
That is incorrect.
Johnny Cougar.
Oh, Johnny Cougar.
Right. And then he changed it to John Cougar.
But then he changed it again,
and then he changed it to John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's just John Mellencamp.
Right.
So he's had 50 different name
changes. I was in the second half of his changes.
All right, what's next?
John Mellencamp directed and starred in what 1992 movie?
That's not multiple choice.
Nope.
You should know this.
No, I've seen it, too. It's a small town thing.
Of course it is. Are they eating hot dogs?
No, sucking on chili dogs. I can't remember.
Falling from Grace.
Falling from Grace. It's a good movie, too.
Who was in it?
Him.
And?
I can't remember who the female lead was. Bonnie Bedelia, I think.
It
Bonnie
was
Bedelia?
A one-character movie.
Well, he wrote it. He directed it. He was in it. It had a pretty good cast, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Okay, we got to move here.
What Midwestern state is John Cougar Mellencamp?
Good
most
Lord.
Oh, is that Indiana?
You are correct.
You're killing me here. I'm getting destroyed. It's 6-3.
Multiple choice. What was the name of the Shangri-La's leader of the pack? Was it Jimmy, Johnny, Bobby, or Juan?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What was the name of the Shangri-La's leader of the pack? Was it Jimmy, Johnny, Bobby, or Juan?
Johnny.
That is incorrect.
Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Oh, it's Jimmy. I was thinking Johnny, too.
Yeah. Well, you know what I should have thought, because that would have been too obvious, because considering who the artist is, who this artist is. His name was Johnny. He started out as Johnny. Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda, David Naughton of American Werewolf in London was the spokesperson for which product?
How is this relevant?
For which
Cougar Werewolf
product?
Oh, Cougar Werewolf.
I feel like we've talked about that.
We have.
He sings the theme song.
We've played the theme song.
Kit Kat?
No. Kit Kat?
What? That is a song?
David Naughton now would be singing about Kit Kats? He's 70.
Oh, now?
No, not now. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. Because this
Kats
is a long time ago.
What? How long have Kit Kat's been around.
They haven't had the Kit Kat song all that time. It's Dr. Pepper. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Right.
All right.
You make it sound crazy.
Our final question.
This is the final question?
Yep. Multiple choice.
I can't win. All right.
Who lives at Gracie Mansion? Is it Elvis's family, Grace Slick, the mayor of New York City, or Sean Puff Daddy Combs?
Oh.
It's the mayor of New York City.
You are correct.
Grace. Who did they say? Grace Jones or Grace Slick?
Grace Slick.
Wow. All the Graces live.
All the great. And what was the other one that they had?
Elvis's family.
Elvis's. Yeah, that's just. They're just trying to be slick
or
right
P.
there.
P. Diddy. I'm confused by the P. Diddy.
Because it's Gracie?
It's a mansion.
Because it's a mansion and he lives in a mansion. Something just fell from the ceiling. What happened there?
It's those cats.
The cats are in the vents. That's what's going on.
They're in the air ducts.
There you go. All right. Well, so we have to go, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
TV talk with Feinberg.
Very
tomorrow.
Good.
So and I will see Triple Play Thursday as well.
Cool.
Okay. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
Bye.
All right. We'll take a break. The news is coming up after this.